Hey friends, and welcome back to another episode of Kendall's World, my podcast all about travel, spirituality, and mindset, where I share travel stories and spiritual life lessons I've learned to help me on my journey of becoming my best self and living my best life. In this episode, I share some funny and chaotic travel stories from missing our flights in Vietnam and almost missing our flights to Costa Rica this trip. I relate it back to spirituality, giving some tips on how to make the most of your travels by living more in the moment and trusting that everything works out the way it's supposed to, even missing your flight or losing your luggage. So come along for this fun little storytelling journey and let's hop right into the episode.
Hello everybody, what is up? I am currently in Costa Rica, sitting on this comfy couch in the kitchen. It's not even that late. It feels like it's midnight, but it's literally 9:30. Oh wait, no, it's 10:30. Okay, that's a little better. Wow, I'm going to sleep early on vacation these days. But yeah, I've been in Costa Rica for the past week. It's been great. I'm loving it. This is my first podcast abroad. Oh my God. Is this my first podcast abroad in another country? I think it is. Wow. This is a great moment, guys, because this podcast is supposed to be about travel, spirituality, and mindset. I feel like it's mostly been about the latter two. But now we get some travel in it because I'm literally in another country. So yeah, I feel like this is something I've been thinking about as well, because I made this podcast with the thought that I'm going to be traveling. Like, this is a part of my life. I am constantly traveling for work and just traveling because we want to. But I've had a really hard time filming podcasts while I'm traveling. I think because I started my podcast in my hometown and I set my little Zen zone up and everything, and I have a specific routine for how I do this podcast, I almost think it kind of got me stuck in that, where I needed to do that specific ritual and be in that specific area in order to do my podcast. And anywhere else or under any other circumstance, I found it really hard to do the podcast. Like, I would get a lot of creative blocks. I wouldn't know what to say if I tried to film at any other time of the day. But when I film sitting down in my little Zen zone at night after meditating, it's so much easier for me. And I feel like I kind of limited myself to that because I thought I needed that ritual in order to be good at doing a podcast. And when I was traveling last time in Sedona, I literally had no energy, no motivation to do my podcast. And here in Costa Rica, I almost didn't do it today. I was like, oh, I really don't want to. I just want to chill. I feel like I won't be good enough at it. But I've decided that, like, it's all in my mindset. I can channel creativity and be in flow whenever and wherever I want. I can tap into that whenever. I don't have to do a specific thing in order to get there. But I know this on a logical, intellectual level, that I literally can tap into creative flow whenever and wherever I want. I don't have to be in a certain environment. But putting it into practice is a lot harder. Like, I can say that all I want, but it's way easier said than done because you have to practice it. Anyways, I don't know why I started the podcast with that, because I still haven't even done the podcast. I mean, this is a part of the podcast, but it's not the meat of the podcast, like the main part, which I was getting to. Let's just hop right into that. That actually does tie into what I'm about to say. The lesson I've learned on this trip so far is that everything is what you make it. Again, you create your reality by the way that you show up in the world and the way you perceive the world and the way that you react to your situations. And especially while traveling, your experience is 100% dependent on your reaction to what you experience. Ooh, that's good. Because I feel like that's everyday life, right? Like, the way we show up in life, the way we experience life is completely dependent on how we react to the things in our daily life. Like, do you get excited to wake up and walk outside and drink a cup of coffee? Does that excite you? Then you probably have a great day after that. But if it doesn't, if it feels like, oh, that's just another part of the routine, then maybe your day isn't as exciting or fulfilling. But I think it's most clearly shown, like, that truth is most clearly seen while traveling. And it's interesting to see other people travel as well and how they travel, because, you know, it's just sometimes easy for some people to slip into, like, a negative mindset or a lack mindset while traveling, where, say, for example, your flight gets delayed, then you're just like, oh, my flight got delayed, like, and then it ruins your whole day. Or maybe your luggage gets lost, and granted, that does suck, but you don't have to let it ruin your whole trip. But some people would, I mean, I've done this in the past, don't get me wrong, where I've had something really small happen at the beginning of the trip, but I allowed it to affect me so much that it ruined the rest of my trip because I kept thinking about it. Or it's almost like a snowball effect. Like the one bad thing happens, and if I keep focusing on it, the snowball is going to keep rolling and keep building. And then there's just going to be like a whole trickle down of negative events happening one after the other. It's like the domino effect. Like if you focus on the negative event too much, it's eventually going to shake so much that it knocks over the next domino, the next bad thing happens. And you keep focusing on that bad thing again, and you're like, oh, two bad things just happened. Then the third domino goes out. Oh, three bad things just happened. And then it continues if you don't stop it. Ooh, that's a good one. I've never heard someone use that like as a metaphor. Like I've heard the snowball effect so many times, and I'm just so over it. Like I feel like it's lost its meaning because we say it so many times that we forget to think about it as a metaphor. And so coming up with new metaphors is helpful because it helps you reframe your mindset around that specific idea. So I think for me, I've never heard someone use the domino effect in terms of like negative experiences or emotions building up, but I like it. Maybe I have heard it and I'm subconsciously repeating it. So I'm not going to claim it, but maybe it is mine. Anyways, that's not the point of this. Literally not the point. The point is the domino effect of emotions. And so if one bad thing happens at the beginning of your trip and you allow it to affect you so much, it might just cause a bunch of other events to happen, or at least your focus goes to all the negative events, so more negative experiences keep attracting. Like, we all know that one person that always stubs their fucking toe, right? It's kind of like that. Like, I feel like if you think that you always stub your toe and you expect it to happen, you will stub your toe. And it's the same thing with negative experiences or shitty things during vacation. If you expect, oh, everything always goes wrong when we're on vacation, then that's going to happen because you've built that truth in your life. And so you will manifest that. You attract what you believe. Like your belief systems are what manifest. It's not necessarily your thoughts. Your thoughts do not manifest. Your belief systems manifest. What you expect to happen will happen. And it's just as easy as expecting something new. Just saying, I'm not going to continue this pattern anymore. But to relate this back to traveling a little more, in the past, sometimes I would let a negative experience ruin the whole trip. And I think since starting my spiritual journey, like I don't do that anymore. For example, me and Alex, before our trip to Southeast Asia, we were going to Vietnam and we stupidly did not look up that we needed a visa for Vietnam. Like we just didn't think that was a thing. And also our airline did not warn us that we needed to get a visa. So yeah, technically you can get visa on arrival. So that's kind of why we didn't think we needed to get it. But the airlines make you get the visa before you go to Vietnam. So travel tip for Vietnam, make sure you get your visa in advance. Otherwise, it is very expensive to get a last minute visa to get into the country because the airlines will make you show proof of it because they don't want a liability. Okay, travel tip. But we did not know that. So we get to our flight and we literally have 15 minutes to board. If you don't know me and Alex, we kind of always get to the airport late. Like, we're the most chaotic, chill travels you ever meet. Like, we'll be showing up 5 minutes before our flight and then just, like, casually walking, and it's, like, chill. And it's taken us a while to get to that point where it's, like, just peaceful traveling, even though everything's chaotic. It's like, we lose our luggage, we're late to the flight, we miss the flight, we forgot our visas, we forgot this. And we're just like, yeah, it'll be all right. Like, it's going to happen the way it's supposed to happen. And we're just like, whatever about it. All the time. We didn't used to always be that way, hence the Vietnam story. Essentially, we didn't know we needed visas, so we got there. We were already running late to our flight. We were really upset that we were running late. And then we finally get there, 15 minutes, we're about to board. And they're like, where's your visas? And we're like, shit, what visas? What are you talking about? They're like, you need to have a visa before you board. And we're like, we thought we could buy it in the country when we landed, which some countries you can. And they're like, no, you can't. You need to show us it right now. They're like, oh shoot, we have 15 minutes to board. And we found a website that we can get rapid visas in 15 minutes. So we had exactly 15 minutes to board and 15 minutes to get the visas. So then we calmed down. We're like, oh, chill, this is fine. Like, perfect. That's a sign, alignment, like 15-15, it's going to work out. And so we order the visas and then we're just waiting, just standing there waiting for the email to come in, seeing the clock tick down, just a few minutes left until we had to board, 1 minute left, 30 seconds left, 10 seconds left, 5 seconds left, boom. And they're like, the gates are closed, you can't do it. And we were like, no. And then the email comes in 30 seconds after, they're like, please, we just got the email. Please let us in. And they're like, okay, okay, fine, 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 fine. And so they check us in. Everything's good. And then we start to run up to the top. They're like escorting us to the front. Like, we got this. We're going to Vietnam. We're so excited. We get to the front and they check the visas. Nope, you can't board. Alex typed his passport number in wrong. And we were like, oh my fucking God. We were so mad. Alex was like, no, and he was so upset at himself, and we were really upset. And then we took a reframe. We're like, wait a second, it's fine. It's gonna work out. Like, we'll just go home, get an extra night of sleep, have a chill day tomorrow since today has been so hectic, and we'll figure out the flights tomorrow. Like, it's fine. It's gonna work out. And we trusted that it was gonna work out. We had our freak out moment, trusted that it was gonna work out. Then we got home, fell asleep. Next day, we woke up and got everything worked out, right? And then later we found out that the flight we were going to be on got stuck in a typhoon. Nothing bad happened. I'm not going to scare you. Like, it was fine. But it was like super delayed at its layover. Like, I think like 10 plus hours delayed at its layover because of the typhoon. And then people couldn't leave the airport. I don't know. I don't remember the details. But if we went on that flight, we would have been stuck in the airport, which is not the worst case scenario. But the point of that story is you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes missing your flight or being late is actually protecting you for something that would have happened. And I think because of that experience, I now don't stress if we're late because I'm like, we're late for a reason. So for this trip in Costa Rica, again, we didn't know we needed to get something for the trip, and that was travel's insurance. We knew that from our last trip to Costa Rica, but we like just completely forgot about it. We had been so busy working and last minute trying to get everything together for the trip that we both just did not think about the fact that we needed travel insurance. And again, we were a little late to the flight. I sense a pattern here. We were a little late and we only had like a few minutes to board again. And so we like go on board, we're in line, and like, oh, you need travel insurance. And so we walked over and we just like got on our phone, filled it out, whatever we needed to do, and filled out the form to get into the country. We were just like not stressing about it because we knew it was going to be fine. Didn't even bother to look at the clock, right? Then we get to the front about to check and they're like, wow, you guys are just in time. You had 1 minute left before the last call to board the plane. And we had no idea. And it's funny because that would have happened no matter what, but we were never stressed about it from the beginning because we just weren't choosing to stress about it. We weren't frantically checking the time. We weren't making sure we had everything together, like freaking out. And that would have caused all this stress of missing the flight. But because we weren't even aware of the fact that it was almost time, we never stressed about it. So that reality never occurred to us. And we didn't have those negative feelings of being rushed or almost being late or freaking out or getting frustrated and angry with each other. Because, you know, people take out their emotions on other people when they're feeling negative emotions inside themselves. And so we never even had to deal with that. We're like, oh, well, it must have been our lucky day. And we just like kind of laughed about it. And the flight attendant ladies who were checking us in, they were like, wow, you guys have the best energy. I like these guys. You're the like chillest travelers we've met. Like, usually people would be freaking out. Like, we like you guys. And like before they seemed to be in a bad mood, but then we were just like vibing with them. It was kind of funny. But anyways, we made the flight. Everything was fine. And we didn't stress about it. Like, I could have allowed that moment to ruin my day. I could have heard that we forgot the traveler's insurance, and then I could have yelled at Alex, or he could have yelled at me, why didn't you remember that? Oh my God, like, you're so, you know, like, that could have happened. But it just didn't happen because we didn't even think to stress about it. And so we were like, oh, we forgot traveler's insurance, let's go figure it out. And then from then on, it was just chill because we chose not to react negatively. That could have gone completely differently. There was a lot of bad things that happened during that day that I could have allowed to ruin my whole trip. And you know what's funny is I actually took notes on this. When I boarded my plane, I thought, huh, a lot of shitty things have happened today and I am still feeling good and excited for my trip. I haven't let it ruin my day. Like, this is cool. So I took out my notes app and I just wrote everything bad that happened that day and like how I wasn't even fazed, like at all. And normally I would be triggered and fazed. I wrote down this. I could have allowed so many little things to ruin my day, but I didn't. And some of those things were being late, losing my AirPods, like I literally couldn't find my AirPods before the trip, forgetting to do travel insurance, which could be very stressful, clearly, almost missing our flight, which we could have gotten super angry about, but we were just laughing about it, not having enough food. So me being vegan, sometimes it's hard to eat in airports and on planes, and this was a short flight, so they didn't have a meal, but they had like snacks, and their snacks weren't vegan, which I think is super stupid. They should have a vegan option for snacks too, not fair. And I did not bring any snacks on the plane and I was really hungry and usually I get pretty hangry, so I would have allowed that to ruin my day as well and ruin my trip, but I did not. And even after I took these notes, some other bad things happened. Literally can't remember because it was so trivial and inconsequential, but I would have allowed it to ruin my day in the past, and I didn't allow it this time. So I literally can't even remember the bad things that happened, but I do remember a lot of little things happened that were just small inconveniences and also almost really large inconveniences. But because I didn't allow it to faze me, it didn't paint my whole trip with the same tone of energy. Right? I think that's what happens is when we allow ourselves to get upset about something, we take that energy along with us into the future. We paint it over our entire experience, even if we weren't experiencing that for the majority of it. But if we focus on one energy, we paint the entire trip with that negative light. And I've definitely done this in the past with different situations where I think about the memory and I have a negative emotion associated, even though most of the time was positive, but because one bad thing happened, I allowed it to ruin my whole memory of that event. Oh my God, it's kind of like an inside out when sad touches the happy marble and the marble turns to sadness. Oh my God, that's the lesson of that movie. That is the lesson of that movie. There's many lessons in that movie, but it's literally like you can so easily take a beautiful memory and taint it to be negative just by focusing on one small thing that happened. And it can make the whole entire experience feel negative just because of that thing if you allow it to bother you. And the lesson isn't just to paint it over with happiness either. If you had a bad day, don't pretend it was happy, right? Own it. Own the negative emotion because that's what makes you you and how you grow. Don't do this fake positivity, toxic positivity thing where you just pretend everything's okay. Like, feel the bad. But I think the point is to allow yourself to feel the multifacetedness of the emotions we experience. It's not just sadness, happiness. Like, you can experience multiple emotions at once. And I think by us focusing on one at a time, it kind of dilutes the full experience because there's plenty of moments where I experience sadness and joy at the exact same time, frustration and ease at the exact same time, like polar opposite emotions. And I can experience them at the same time because I'm constantly shifting between them quickly, which is what we're doing. We're vibrating at different emotions, shifting between emotions. And I think if we allow ourselves to recognize the diversity of emotions that we experience, our life can seem more and be more fulfilling. And I like it with the movie comparison Inside Out because in the beginning of the movie, all of her emotions are just like either happy, sad, blue, green, yellow, like one color. And at the end, they're like a multitude of colors, meaning that she is evolved enough emotionally to be able to experience multiple emotions at once. And so each of the marbles has multiple emotions, which I think is super, super beautiful. And also just a reflection of a spiritual journey in general. One aspect of the spiritual journey and ascending into your highest self is being able to see beauty in every experience and being able to experience multiple emotions at once without naming them positive or negative. Seeing sadness as an integral part and feeling joy within sadness. And I think I experienced that for the first time this year, truly. Truly experience it on a deeper level. Like, I think I experience it here and there frequently, but before I was in my spiritual journey, I was a lot less emotionally aware. And I think I would just allow my emotions to control me. And I would just assume that that's all I could do about it. I didn't know that I could be empowered enough to understand and not force my experience. Obviously, you don't want to control it, but to master your experience. Oh my God, this literally, I'm expanding on the same topic that Gregoria and I talked about last week of mastering your emotions. Since she said that phrase to me, I've been really thinking about it, probably on a subconscious level more so, but mastering your emotions is honestly the key to enlightenment. There we go, guys. That's life's answer. I gave it to you. The key to happiness and enlightenment and your best self is to master your emotions to the point where you can see everything as good. So you don't have to force everything to be happy and you can just vibe. You can just live. Like, it's all about just living. You don't have to do anything specific. Just live your fucking life. That's literally all what it's about. Like, live your fucking life. Be in every single moment. If a negative thing comes up, experience it. Be like, yeah, something shitty's happening right now. Okay. How can I get through this? Like, how can I own this emotion and fully feel whatever you need to feel, whether it's anger, frustration, sadness, like don't block emotions, but fully feel it so that you can release the emotion and come out of it stronger. Transmuting and alchemizing emotions, essentially. is what I've been learning on this trip. Well, I've actually been learning this whole year. I've been traveling a lot, so I feel like it's come up a lot. But yeah, that's been this year's life lesson. Wow. That's pretty sick. Anyways, very large spiritual tangent. Pretty all over the place, but I kind of like it, you know? Just very flowy. I hope you enjoyed listening. I'm way too tired. Oh my god. It's been a long day, guys. It's been a long day in the sun, on horses, yoga. I literally did the hardest yoga. Not really. I did some hard yoga today. But yeah, I'm so exhausted. So I'm going to film the outro tomorrow when I'm awake. So cue the outro in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Kendall's World. I had so much fun retelling these travel stories and relating it back to my spiritual growth journey. Honestly, I've had so many crazy and chaotic travel stories and so much more to tell in the future. Travel for me is really such a spiritual experience, and I'm going to talk more about travel as a spiritual journey and as a spiritual teacher in later episodes, so I'm super excited for that. So if you like this episode and you want to hear more about my travels and spiritual life lessons, then make sure you subscribe to my podcast, follow me on Instagram at Kendall's World Podcast, and on my personal social media at Kendall Furman on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Thanks again so much for listening, and I'm so excited to chat again on next week's episode of Kendall's World. See you later.